The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading this morning is taken from the book of Sirach. Sirach deals with the interior attitude, in other words, what we should be like. And in the very first sentence, what we should be like is humble. The attitude of humility. The grandfather of Sirach was a teacher of Israel, and he was a lover of learning. He devoted himself to the teaching, and he set up what is called a Beth Midrash, an academy or a school for studying the sacred books of Judaism. He did this to assist others on their faith journey. Our second reading from the book of Hebrews is a continuation of what we have heard in the past. And in the Gospel from Luke, it ties in with the book of reading from the book of Sirach regarding humility. Humility comes from the Latin humus, meaning the earth or dirt. And we're very familiar with Ash Wednesday when we receive ashes and we hear one of the options, "Remember that you are dust and unto dust you shall return." Humility is really not about getting our hands and knees dirty, but it is really about putting things right. We might even say reconciliation, putting things in balance. Because God is the creator of all that exists, and we are not. Seems that no matter how much we know, how intelligent we are, it pales in comparison to the amount of knowledge in the universe. There's so much more that we really do not know. And even if we know a great deal, in comparison to God, again, it's very minuscule. Perhaps as we think of the gospel passage, about how Jesus uses the parable of distributing talents. One receives 10, one receives 5, and another person receives 1. And the one with 10 and the one with 5, they invest that talent, and they will be rewarded. The one who was given 1 goes out in the backyard with the shovel, digs a hole, puts it in the hole, and covers it up until the master returns. And then when he says, "I knew that you were a tough man," he gives him his 1 talent back, and he is shown the door. In his commentary on today's scripture readings, Father Joseph Robinson, God rest his soul, writes, "I wonder if humility is not so much about what we think of ourselves as it is about what we think of others and how we treat our brothers and sisters. Of course, that includes what we think of Almighty God and how much we are aware of how dependent we are on our Creator."